You're tuned in to Back to Back. This is a show where every week we cast a spotlight on an artist and dive into their lives and discography. My name is Daryl Ong.
And I'm Ofnir Ting. This week, we're taking a deep dive into the discography of the late great Tan Sri P. Ramlee. After it was announced that Hari Sanima Negara will be brought forward from 29th May to 22nd of March, which was done in conjunction with P. Ramlee's birthday to remember the contributions from one of the greatest artists of our time. Hanya di kau seorang saja kenalah hati pujaanku sayang dan boleh pula rawaku. Hanya di kau seorang saja. Greatest artist and a Malaysian legend for sure. A bit of background, he was born on the 22nd of March 1929 in Penang, and a man who's always had a keen interest in music. His father was a sailor from Aceh, Indonesia, which contributed to his popularity in Indonesia later in his career. He had no formal music training, but in 1947, Ramlee topped a singing contest organized by the Penang Radio for North Malaya and added the initial P, which stands for Putih, to his name. Hence, the legend of P. Ramlee was born. During the occupation, he played in his village band called Teruna Sekampung 12 and later with his bands Mutiara and Rindu Malam. He got his first start in film when a director working with the Shaw Brothers discovered him in 1948 while P. Ramlee was singing at a Keroncong show which happened in Penang.
Yeah, and then P. Ramlee went on to act in films like Nasib, Neelam before he clinched the part of the leading man in the movies Bhakti and Takdir Ilahi. During this time, his music career also took off. His melodic voice earned him a recording stint with Hemsley and Co, and the album Aziza raked in a handsome profit for Hemsley, which paid P. Ramlee an honorarium of $3,000 for his songs. He actually made his mark first in Singapore in the 1940s, where P. Ramlee composed, wrote and sang a total of 390 songs across genres from jazz to joget.
Sadly, the last song that he composed was Air Mata di Kuala Lumpur in 1973, which was sung by his wife Saloma. He died of a heart attack in Kuala Lumpur on 29th May 1973 at a young age of 44, and in his lifetime received many honours for his contributions to the Malaysian entertainment industry. A forward thinker indeed, his music featured strong influences from Western tonality, yet exuded the musical aesthetics of the Malayan culture.
Yeah, let's head into some music. And the first track on Back to Back, a tune that was released as a 7-inch in 1964, written by close collaborator and lyricist Syed Sudarmaji. This one's based on the movie Tiga Abdo, a Singaporean comedy film written and directed by P. Ramlee himself. Check it out, P. Ramlee, Bunyi Gitar, right here on Back to Back, BFM 89.9. Bunyi Gitar, Irama Twist. Tidak sabar jika dismani dengar lagu lancak gembira hatinya rindu tergoda ingin dapat teman nari sukaria usuh unduh merdu lagu ini siapa mahu satu teman sendiri atau kasih hitam manis kalau sudi mari kita menari twist oh kita berbunyi melawan hati sedang birahi oh rancaknya dapat mikat sukma gadis dan truna mahu cari teman gembira ugi gitar solo dan melodi ikut tempo kalau menari
Sila adik, sila cik abang, marilah kita berdendang. Irama gembira, hati jadi riang. Sukma, gadis dan runa, mahu cari teman gembira. Ugi gitar solo dan melodi, ikut tempo kalau menari. Sila adik, sila cik abang, marilah kita berdendang. Irama gembira, hati jadi riang.
I Twist by Tan Sri P. Ramlee. You know, there seems to be different titles out there, with some calling it just I Twist and some
I Twist, a tune that was taken from the comedy film Masa Masa Manis, which was released in 1965, written, directed and starring P. Ramlee. The track also features vocal contributions from singing group Panca Sitara Dua, providing some beautiful vocal harmonies.
Yeah, so this track is another one written by close collaborator S. Sudhamaji, who, like P. Ramlee, was a multifaceted talent that acted, wrote scripts, lyrics and even taught dance. We'll probably hear his name throughout this show on Back to Back, where this week we're diving deep into P. Ramlee's discography in conjunction with his birthday week. And like most of P. Ramlee's tunes, this next one's a popular one taken from the film Ibu Mertua Ku in 1962.
Yeah, I gotta give a special shout out to the saxophones, which was played by Yusof Blugok, or simply known as Yusof B, who did a lot of arrangements for P. Ramlee tunes. There are a couple of versions that you can find for this next one. There's the female version sung by Saloma, a classical version recorded by the Bolshoi Ballet Orchestra of Tashkent, which released a P. Ramlee tribute album. And of course, for the younger kids out there, the alternative rock version by none other than Seven Collar T-Shirt. Let's head right into it. P. Ramlee, Jangan Tinggal Daku, right here on Back to Back BFM 89.9.
Susunan irama dan lagu. Walau hanya sederhana, tetapi tak mengapa. Moga dapat membangkitkan, sadarlah kamu wahai insan. Tak mungkin hilang irama dan lagu. Bagaikan kembang sentiasa bermadu.
On BFM 89.9, Darren Offney with you this evening, where we're diving deep into P. Ramlee's discography. And that was yet another one written by collaborator S. Sudhamaji, an evergreen tune released in 1960. That was, of course, the tune Getaranya Jiwa. This one is covered by many different artists, including, which we've discovered today, Lobo, who released an English version called Whisper in the Wind in 1970. And of course, local pop legend Sheila Majid in her 1990 album Legenda as a tribute to P. Ramlee, who wrote this song for a movie he acted in called Antara Dua Darjat in the 1960s.
P. Ramlee's music is integrally Western-based, but he infused so many different foreign rhythmic patterns from the Western world, such as rumba, samba, cha-cha-cha, and waltz, as well as combining foreign rhythms such as the zapin and masri from the Middle East, inang from India, and the local asli rhythm into his music. Lyrically, his tunes normally revolve around romance, tragedy, and old folktales from multicultural origins.
Yeah, I guess we can compare it to George Harrison in a way, right? You know, thinking out of his box, using different instruments from different cultures into what is traditionally what's known as inverted commas Malay music.
If George Harrison could also act and direct in films,
of course, P. Ramlee got one up on him, that's for sure. But yeah, enough of us for a minute. Here is Roslan Aziz, a man who produced Sheila Majid's Legenda album that was in tribute to P. Ramlee, as well as being the music director for the P. Ramlee musical. This is Roslan Aziz on The Legend of P. Ramlee.
Actually, it is more appropriate for his birthday, right, rather than his death date. You know, the last time when they first announced it many years ago, we were quite baffled because this is to commemorate something. You want to remember someone on his the date that he died. So I don't know how come they come up with that date, but for us last time, as long as we can remember P. Ramlee for what he has done to us, you know, although all his contributions is good enough already. So we don't want to delve on that date thing, which is very leche, you know. So now they say they want to change the date to his birthday, but it should, that one should be the proper one, should have changed a long time ago, actually. Or should have started with the birthday. I think it's about time, more appropriate to remember him during his date of his birth. But next time we must learn from this, if there's anybody that we want to honor, we must make sure we have an in-depth discussion and study so that we don't have this blunder anymore. I'm really amazed with him also because he worked really hard. You can see all the movies that he has done too, and many movies, songs that he wrote. You must be a real dedicated person only to do that. I mean, I'm doing music, so I know what it's like to, do a lot of things. Yeah, I just put music, produce music only. It's very busy. Can you imagine directing, acting, and everything? It's really appropriate to admire him. Actually, we can learn from him. He is a strong person. He is a strong artist. A strong artist has everything. You see, what makes P. Ramlee so special is that he works really hard. He spends his time on arts, on the things that he wants to do, and he really do it with all his heart. I was a very young boy, I met him personally, but then I saw him once in my lifetime when I was very, very young. But we actually know him through his movies, his character and his aspirations. And of course, we love him for what he has done. For what he has done to us, we learn many things. And for me, P. Ramlee, it's difficult to pinpoint the strongest point or whatever. It's just that P. Ramlee is a unique person, a person with a lot of abilities, and this is the one that makes him unique. Not many people are like this. And from what I can see, he did it well because he's a hard working person. He do it honestly and sincere. We never heard P. Ramlee talk about money or whatever, or other than arts. And he put his life and his soul into it. And I think it's the most important thing that we should learn if we want to do something beneficial to the society.
Sifatkan laguku, hai ana, sebagai sahabatmu nanti.
The format last time, it's not like now, where we listen to pop music, there's only music, we listen to CDs. Last time, if you want entertainment, it has to be music and film and everything. And in the film also got nari, got, you dance, you act, everything. So the format was different at that time. I was impressed by P. Ramlee the first time when I heard that song, Getaran Jiwa. I thought, this song is very westernized and wow. I don't listen to Malay music even from elsewhere. I'm Malay, but then I don't listen to Malay music, Bee Gees, Beatles and all that. And then suddenly when I heard P. Ramlee's Getaran Jiwa, I was like, wow. And then he can move to Di Manakan Ku Cari Ganti, which is real, real Malay. And so his versatility is incredible. He can be versatile, but at the same time, excel in all his versatility. That makes him special. There's jazz, there's rumba, there's samba, there's everything. There's asli even. Asli music, there's zapin, everything. The Bujang Lapok to Sumerah Padi to... He is master in that versatility. He believes in good art. Yeah, he doesn't believe in, I'm just doing a certain particular genre. No, he believes in good art. So anything good is good for him. So that's something special about P. Ramlee lah. That Getaran Jiwa is a Malay song, but with a melody that is very universal. You can make it in any language. I was actually impressed by that Getaran Jiwa the first time. That's why after that, I listened to all the rest of the other songs like Aduh Sayang and all that, Bunyi Gitar. I got attracted to P. Ramlee since we were small, as young as I can remember until now. That's why I told myself, if I ever make music, I will do an album about P. Ramlee. So that's why we came out with the Legenda album. When we did that Legenda album, I really enjoyed doing those songs because it's as though P. Ramlee gave me the songs to do it. So I told Sheila at that time we better do this really well because this is going to be very important in our career. From last time, I told the activists in music and even teachers in school, we must teach our children from standard one, the basis of our own music. You see, if we don't fill them up, like P. Ramlee said, if we don't fill our children with our music, then their dada will be filled by other foreign music. So from small, we have to teach our children why you have to listen to our own music, because that's us. Our music is very rich, actually. It's just that we always lose out to the Western marketing, the Western campaign, you know. It is actually our responsibility. When you have children, we must instill that kind of semangat lah. Don't force yourself also, because music is not something that you have to force. The thing is, we must encourage them in a way that we make sure that we let them hear the goodness of the Malay music. I mean, Malay music means our music lah, Malaysian music, yeah? And so that they can get attracted. Tell them that they must, this kind of music can be expanded, yeah? You can jazz it up, you can R&B, you can rock it, you know? Because the basis of the melody is still us. And that is why if I produce any album, I will try to expand the Malay melody. Very seldom I produce English songs. I love to produce Malay songs because Malay melody is somehow for me is very rich, and I can expand the music as much as I can. Like I did for Shila's Legenda, I jazz it up, R&B, and then there's some classical and that kind of thing.
Ruslan Aziz sharing his thoughts on the late great Tan Sri P. Ramlee. Let's head back into the music. Up next is a track that was made for his comedy movie Doremi, released in 1966. Here's the track Doremi from Tan Sri P. Ramlee, right here on Back to Back, BFM 89.9.
hari raya terkenang dagu kepada si dia. Kampungku indah menjauh di sana, ayah serta bunda di tepian mandi. Danau ku hijau yang damai selalu, namun di sanalah tempatku bertemu aku dan dia. Apakah daya, masa tak akan kembali. Hancur musnahlah semuanya. Kau menjadi kenang-kenanganku, hanya rangkaian kata dengan lagu dendam perantau.
P. Ramli and Dendang Perantau, a tune that's really familiar, right? Mm. It's played to this day, especially during the Hari Raya period. Darren, often with you this evening, where this episode we're diving into the discography of the Malaysian legend P. Ramli in conjunction with his birthday week. More tunes to come, so do stick around only here on Back to Back BFM 89.9.
Sudah pukul 3 pagi. Apa lagi Dinda? tidurlah Intan. Besok Dinda boleh bangun lagi. Sesudah itu kita boleh bersenda gurauan. Kalau bangun mesti pagi-pagi tau. Jangan lupa renung ke awan. Itu mesti selepas gosok gigi, selepas minum kopi satu cawan. Kanda pergi kerja jauh di kota, Dinda jaga rumah, jangan main mata. Nanti petang Kanda pulang, kita sembang panjang-panjang. Dinda jangan bimbang.
Sumpah Kanda tak pernah kahwin.
Bujang bukan mata keranjang.
Kalau tak percaya tanya Saloma.
Sembayang
Welcome back to Back to Back with myself, Off Knitting, and Daryl Ong. This week on the show, we are celebrating the life of P. Ramlee in conjunction with his birthday week. You just heard the sounds of Pukul Tiga Pagi, written and composed by P. Ramlee, of course. That was a tune that was featured in the black and white comedy film Madu Tiga, released in 1964. Now, the intro of that song was inspired by the familiar and famous Westminster Quartus melody that plays each quarter or every hour on most clocks, setting the mood for the lyrical theme of the song's title.
Yeah, visionary, right? And on the film's front, P. Ramlee is largely credited as the man who moved Malay films away from the emulation of Indian models and developed a more unique Malayan content and style. And while his music was influenced by the lifestyle of the British, you know, things like urban entertainment from big bands, dance cabarets, amusement parks, and even nightclubs in the 1960s. I guess during that time, the biggest worldwide influence in music was, of course, Beatles and Beatlemania, right? And as a reaction to this trend, P. Ramlee formed a group called Pancha Sitara with the intention of reviving Malay music. And as a result, he was one of the first few Malaysian musicians to use rock and roll beats in his music. And back into the music, this next one is one from the soundtrack from his movie Sergeant Hassan, which came out just a year after independence in 1958.
Yeah, it was a Singaporean war film that was loosely based on a true story and took place during the Japanese invasion of Malaya during the Second World War. It was initially directed by Filipino film and stage director Lamberto Avellana, who would later be unable to finish the film, so he passed on directing duties to P. Ramlee. This next track is covered by rock band Hujan on the album Satu Interpretasi, an album which consists of various Malaysian independent reinterpretations of P. Ramlee songs. Check it out. P. Ramlee, Tunggu Sekejap, right here on Back to Back, BFM
89.9. Tunggu sekejap, wahai kasih, kerana hujan masih renyai. Tunggu sekejap dalam pelukan asmara. Jangan bimbang, walaupun siang akan menjelma. Malam belum puas ku bercumbu dengan Dinda. Tunggu sekejap, wahai kasih. Hujan teduh, mari ku dendang. jangan mengenang orang jauh. Jangan pulang, jangan tinggalkan daku seorang. Tunggu sekejap kasih,
Ramli together with his wife Saloma. That one was released in 1961. This week, Darrell and Ofnia with you on the show, where we're diving into P. Ramli's discography in conjunction with his birthday week. I mean, P. Ramli is definitely a name that will be forever etched in Malaysian culture and Malaysian history. And he actually has a couple of landmark places if you'd like to go and find out more about him.
Yeah, if you're interested, do go and visit the P. Ramli Memorial Museum. It's in Taman P. Ramli in Starpark, which was his residence that's now transformed into a gallery that's under the care of our Malaysian government and was officiated in 1986. There are lots of artifacts and displays to be seen and enjoyed. Admission is free as well, and it's open from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. I'm definitely going to pay it a visit, actually.
Yeah, you better do. We have one more tune for you on this week's program, and fittingly, it's the last tune ever written by P. Ramli before his untimely death in 1973 due to a heart attack. It was also written to be the theme song for a new film that P. Ramli planned to make prior to his death.
The song was written in a rather depressing time for the legend, when his appeal seemed to have slowly faded from the height of his popularity. This was also a time during post-independent Singapore where there were frequent disruptions to the film industry due to labour unions that were formed. He eventually moved back to Malaysia for a production house called Merdeka Studios, but could not produce the same quality as before due to budget cuts and more. And so his last song ever was a sad reflection of his situation at the time, as reflected in the melancholic lyrics.
Yeah, this is a sad ending to the life of a true Malaysian legend, but you know what? It doesn't take away from his legendary body of work and status as one of the greatest the nation has ever produced. May his work and memories live on forever. And closing us off here on the Back to Back, this one composed by P. Ramlee and sung by his wife Saloma, whom we'll be doing a show on tomorrow night. So do stay tuned for that on Track by Track. But here on Back to Back, last tune of the night, this is P. Ramlee and Saloma, Ai Mata di Kuala Lumpur. You have been tuning in to Back to Back. Join us again next week, only here on BFM 89.9. Good night.
The moon.